Hi, honey. I was wondering when you were gonna call. So, how did the visit to the fertility clinic go? I'm so glad you went in. It'll be such a relief to know, the reason why we're having so much trouble. So, how did it go? Oh, wait, you're still in the room? But your appointment was at 1. You've been there for almost half an hour. Is everything okay? Oh, it isn't working. Sweetheart, all you have to do is find some formula I can masturbate into the little cup. Then they'll test it, and yeah, all done. It's pretty painless. I know you know that, but you're acting like it's a big deal or something. Wait. Performance anxiety? It's just masturbating in a cup, honey. How hard can it be? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing at you. It's just you never really have that sort of trouble when I'm around. No. No, I get it. It's awkward having to masturbate in the doctor's office. So, are you asking for help? I thought so. Well, baby, look, I'm just at the office and just sitting here, so bored and alone. And are you sure you want me to help? I mean, someone could overhear. Oh, you're bad. Well, I'd do anything for you, sweetheart. I can think of a few ways I can help. Maybe a little kinky phone sex from your naughty lady, huh? Yeah? You want that? I think the best way to do this is to be a little bossy. You haven't really been able to take care of it yourself, so I'm obviously gonna have to take over, aren't I? Oh, baby, don't be that way. All you have to do is follow my instructions, and we'll get you coming like a good boy. Oh, you don't like me calling you that, but I want you to be my good boy, because good boys just might get a special reward. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Your hot sperm squirting inside me to make me pregnant. Oh, of course I want that, sweetie. I want everyone who looks at me to know from how big my belly has gotten that my good boy fucked me hard and knocked me up. And that's why I want you to put your hand on your cock and start stroking it for me. 'Cause it's important to get very, very hard. Don't you? Good boy. I knew you would follow instructions. Just stroke it up and down. Up and down for now. You can tease the ridge of your cock head with your fingers if you like. That's a good boy. As a reward, I'm teasing my pussy too. You know how much I love your cock, don't you? I love its shape and its size. I love the sounds you make when it's touched and sucked and fucked. I love having it inside me, inside my mouth, touching my skin, leaking onto me. And I really love thinking about you getting me pregnant, fucking me until I had a baby. If I was there, would you be a good boy and let me have it? Oh, I knew you would say yes. You act like you don't like being my good boy, but you obey me so willingly. I wish I was there. You know how hard it is for me to stop myself from getting on my knees when I see your cock? If I was there, I'd have it hard right away, wouldn't I? How? By nuzzling it against my cheek and slowly, teasingly nibbling my lips around it. I know you like seeing my lips wrapped around your cock. Baby, is it hot yet? Oh, I knew you could do it. Good boy. Are you still rubbing it for me? Will you squeeze it for me? Squeeze it nice and tight. Move your hand over the head and rub the base of your thumb. That's what my tongue will be doing to you, honey. Imagine me there, on my knees, looking at you, a string of drool from my chin. I'm sucking you. Honey, do you want to know what I'd say to you? You do? Good. There's so many things I could say to you. I could beg you to fuck my face. Oh, baby, will you fuck my face? Grab my hair and pound it into my mouth. Oh, please, baby. Oh, I could beg you to fuck me. Baby, please fuck my ass. My ass needs to be fucked. It's aching to be filled. Turn me around and fuck me. Please. Would you like that? Oh, I knew you would. Someone's coming. Keep it nice and hard for me, baby. I'll be right back. Hi, Meg. Yeah, what's going on? Okay, well, tell him we'll call him in about an hour and he needs to pull the files we need and email Steve back. All right. Thanks, Meg. Bye. Baby, I'm back. Have you been a good boy and stayed nice and hard for me? Oh, I knew you would be a good boy and keep it hard. The whole time Meg was in here, I had a hand between my legs, imagining you in that room, jerking your cock to my waist like a good boy. It's made me pretty wet. But I was about to tell you what I would really say if I was on my knees in front of you, wasn't I? Do you want to hear? Yeah? Good. 'Cause you know what I'd say? I'd look right up at you, stare into your eyes, and say, "Baby, please suck me up. Please put your cock inside me and come as deep as you can. Please, baby, I want to feel your sperm flooding my pussy. I want to feel you impregnate me. Please, I want you to make me pregnant. I want you to fuck me and use me and treat me like your little slutty toy until you're sure I have a baby in my belly for you. Please, baby." Oh, you're close. Do you like me talking so nasty? Yeah? Should I do it some more? Should I ask you to come for me? Should I tell you how wet I am? Oh, honey, I'm so fucking wet. I might just come at my desk. Oh, God. You know what I really want is your cock. Oh, I really just want you to knock me up. Oh, make me into your little baby factory. Oh, baby, I want you to. I want you to do it, baby, please. I want to have your baby. Oh, please. Please, be a good boy and come. Come for me. Come for me so you can get me pregnant. Oh, do it. Come. Come for me. Oh God, fuck, I'm gonna come too. Oh fuck. Oh, baby, I'm coming. I can't believe you just masturbated in the office. Oh God, I could get fired. But you know I'd do anything for you, baby. Did you come? Did you fill that little cup for me? What? Oh, honey. Oh, after all that, you missed the cup. Well, I guess we have to start all over again.